Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
So the Broncos win that exhibition 34-30. That'll give the Colts now, defensive coaches anyway, some video to watch along with those defensive players this week. Gave up, what, 32 first downs and over 400 yards? Although cornerback Micah Abraham did have that nice strip there in the third, ran it in 4-6 from 45 yards out. Anthony Richardson, Jonathan Taylor got in, got out. Limited action as was expected. So we move into another key week.
First time in over 300 days getting out there and playing with his guys. You know, he got 7 reps. You know, he's 2 of 4 there. It was good just to get those guys out, you know, in a game-like situation. Obviously, we got a big week coming up against Arizona. These joint practices are going to be big for our starters. I'm so excited about that. Trying to give everyone opportunities is the biggest thing. You know, we wanted to get those starters out there for a series or two. And then during the week, obviously, we talk as a staff, you know, what we're looking for, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, getting those guys reps.
And that's why you have these early games. You got to clean up some things. They had 7 penalties for 79 yards. They were only 4 out of 10 on third down conversions. Matt Taylor will have his pregame Saturday night coming up at 6 o'clock here on the airwaves. Reds tonight are back home against the Cardinals, 6:10 this evening. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Santiago Espinal doesn't mind if he bats last or when he's called upon to play in David Bell's lineup or where he plays in an infield. Like Sunday, he played second base in Milwaukee. The guy always seems dialed in. And I'll tell you one thing, after losing 2 straight in Milwaukee this weekend and getting shut out Saturday night, the Reds really needed a lift yesterday. Espinal was ready to go. He came in and gave him 2 hits, 2 RBI. He scored the go-ahead run in the 7th inning, and the Reds finally won. They snapped Milwaukee's 5-game winning streak, 4-3 the final.
I would say preparation, you know. Make sure that I'm good mentally and physically and, you know, go out there and compete. That's about it. Go out there and compete and trying to win a ball game. We needed this. You know, we needed this now going back home in St. Louis. You know, I know the most win series and, you know, we just got to go out and take it day by day.
The voice of Red second sacker Santiago Espinal, Andrew Abbott, goes tonight on the hill and shoots for his 10th victory to open up this 6-game homestand for the Reds, 6-10. Pre-game here tonight against the Redbirds. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.